We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is Gresh and Fourier.
Well, they have been open, and Elliott Wolff has said they're open to everything, including moving back. It would have to be for the right offer, like the really, really, really right offer that they could just not turn down, and that offer has not come yet.
It's that time.
Gresh and Fourier, right now on WEEI.
Oh, my God. How many times are we going to have to hear about... Oh, the New England Patriots, they want to trade. They'd like to trade. Boy, somebody come up and give them a trade. Trade, 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 trade. Cripes almighty. Like, can we just put up maybe a sign that says, please, God, trade with us?
Isn't that kind of, like, obvious that, I mean, I don't know how you read into it, that they really don't want to pick with the number three pick. They do not want to use that pick, but they... They only can get rid of it based on the suggestions that have been given to them through ownership that they need a quarterback. But they don't really want to take the quarterback that's going to be at number three. They figure there's more value later on in the draft, so they really want to trade it.
Why?
They want to trade the pick.
But why?
They don't think, if it is Drake May, that he is worthy of that three pick.
But, Christian, that's what Bill would do.
Oh, so they're going to cut off their nose to spite their face just to prove a point?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Given the way it's gone, is that implausible?
I think, you know, this needs to be the common sense team. This is what it needs to be. This should be known as the common sense draft. The closer we get, 33 hours, 55 minutes, 42 seconds, right here, right now. Okay, I know we don't have our draft clock right now, but I'm cheating because they stole our idea.
That's right.
And Big Ken Laird, our boss man Laird, gets me the clock, and they stole it. But fine, we'll deal with it. Now we have a reference point to use. I 100% believe, because I always felt, you know, through my own little research, my own little digging, that Jaden Daniels was their pick.
Foyer on the street.
The streets are talking.
I know.
The streets
we're
talking
it.
Ever since we landed. Okay, we're getting information in the elevator. We're at the hotel bar.
There's no
That's
signs.
Where all the deals
we don't
are
know
going
where,
down.
We don't know where to go, but
okay.
But so, the streets are talking.
So when you get to – so just so people know, obviously we're here in Detroit, okay, covering the draft. I would say 95% of the people are staying in one hotel. It's the biggest hotel I've ever seen in my life.
It's the biggest Marriott ever.
It's more confusing than it. There's tunnels. There's silos, which is weird.
Uh-oh.
Walking by all the silos. It's like a message that somebody was sending us.
So that's why the Patriots stayed here in Detroit when Bill was here then. It was good
that's
silos.
What it was? It's
yeah,
like, okay, he feels comfortable
yeah, we'll
with
go
the
with
silos
that.
All around.
Sure, why
okay,
not?
So agents, tons of agents, tons of family members. Tons of media people, writers from all over the country, and they're all talking. And they're all trying to guesstimate what's going to happen. And to be honest with you, isn't it crazy, agree or disagree, that the biggest storyline in this draft is really centered around the Patriots, the number three pick, and what they're going to do with it?
Yeah, I think because
– out of all the other players, out of all the other teams, it's the number three pick that is getting the most attention.
Yep. Because I think everybody understands that there are teams that would like to move up to 2 and 3, but they have to be sitting there going, do we really want to do that? We've looked at it from the New England end 6 ways to Sunday on the whole, well, could they trade? Would they trade? Here's the very latest from Jeremy Fowler, and our guy Mike Kadlec tweeted this out. I was reminded Tuesday night to not totally discount Robert Kraft's affinity for Tom Brady, who might see shades of himself in McCarthy, a fellow Michigan product. The Patriots could trade back and acquire McCarthy with a later pick. Here's my problem. Are they involved or not? Real simple. Because if the Crafts aren't involved, then why would he be leaning them towards, hey, guys, you know what? I mentioned about getting a top-flight quarterback, but this guy could be Brady 2.0, blah, 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 and start to lose his mind and get into his feels and stuff like that. So, again, is there influence? Is there decision-making? Are they pushing people to go a certain way? We are betwixt and between on all this right now, because if I'm to believe that the Crafts are just there to make some suggestions but let everybody else do what they want to do, why would Robert Kraft be getting the googly eyes because, well, he went to Michigan like my first love, Tom?
I do think there is this weird residual effect, emotional connection to Michigan, to Brady, and everything involved in his life, that if it's almost as if, you know, he walks around and he looks at Drake May, he looks him right in the eye, he says, no. He looks at Jaden Daniels, and he's looking around, he's like, no, I don't see it. And then he sees J.J. McCarthy, and then, like, everything stops and is blurred around him. There's a spotlight on J.J. McCarthy, and all you hear is Dreamweaver in the background. Dreamweaver over and over again. And then he says, I see Tom in you.
That quarterback from Michigan who won the championship.
Yeah, I see Tom in you. And I feel like that's a problem, because I do believe that there's this Kraft thinking that he can predict this time when lightning is going to strike. Tom Brady was a lightning strike. Nobody saw it coming. Nobody understood it, and they didn't believe it until it really – he kept proving people wrong.
The greatest coach and GM of all time didn't see it.
Nobody saw it.
No one
so did. So the fact that I do – so that's – you keep him out of the building. Keep him out of the building. Lock the door. Don't answer your phone. Make sure that, you know, he's not involved.
You deactivate his wand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's a finger.
You can't get in the building on Thursday, boss.
So
we got to keep you out.
If you're –
That's not how that's going to go down, by the way.
If you're –
If anything, Robert and Jonathan might be the first two people in the draft room on
if
Thursday.
If you're Gerard Mayo, you get a call. Hey, come meet me at my house. Like, fudge, man. Thunder's calling me. Man, what is he going to want?
Oh, I got to take
You know, he's like, listen, you know, here's what I think we should do. Because I believe – that listen, this is going to be a back channeling situation. This is not going to be. This is going to be come to the house for dinner. Okay, hey, listen, this is what I think you. This is what I'm thinking.
Oh, this is not going to be a circle of trust thing.
Oh yeah, it's not going to be a big room of scouts. Nobody's going to know about it.
Robert,
except
Jonathan,
the people.
Elliot, Mayo.
And maybe not even. It depends. Like, it depends on what the power struggle is. It depends on who's really pulling the strings. If Jonathan Kraft wasn't in the introductory press conference with Gerard Mayo, this is going to be, hey, listen, I put you in this position, Gerard Mayo. I really see Tommy and JJ. And I am telling you, honest to God, there is not a tremendous difference, as far as my eyes go, from JJ McCarthy and Drake May. There isn't. If you watch them both, you can easily see how both guys could be significant starters in the NFL. Not a Hall of Famers. They're prospects. You know, the only difference I said was the other is their height and their weight. That's it.
I've given up the dream of Marvin Harrison Jr. I have. But if you're forced to stay there, if you and I are operating, Christian, here at Buffalo Wild Wings in Detroit, we're a stone's throw from where the draft is going to be. We're here today, tomorrow, and Friday. If they have this much consternation over making this pick, that they seem thirsty on the whole please trade with us, then why are you not taking more of a sure thing? Then you're feeding into the narrative that these teams
do all
the time.
What is the sure
thing?
Well, the receiver.
The sure thing would be the receiver. And look, I prefer Marvin Harrison Jr. over Malik Nabers, okay? But maybe they like Malik Nabers because, as you said, I think there is an affinity for the Patriots in terms of LSU. And boy,
and the speed that
and
he
– And if
that
Daniels
comes with him.
Fell to them, all that kind of stuff, right? But that's the thing, is that if you're – why would they be nervous picking at three? Here's why, in my opinion. Because the bosses want a quarterback. And the football people look at it and go, I don't know if this guy is necessarily worthy of the number three overall pick and me tying my football life to if you're Elliott Wolf. not that they need to make the decision now, but to have it crystallized to where you're still not begging people to come up and trade for you. If you're that nervous, then take someone that is a plug-and-play guy. I don't know why we've gotten to this point where, well, we're uncomfortable with picking number three, but by God, it's got to be quarterback because Thunder said so and this person said so or whatever. If they're that nervous about it, then wouldn't you take a ready-made player?
There's an uncertainty that I don't think they're comfortable with moving out of that third position
I think
where other people are in front of them. So
you're right.
They are protected at the number three pick. So if they allow themselves to basically – like, you know, exist without a net for, call it five picks. I don't think, because as soon as they move out of that position, other teams are going to say, okay, there's an opening. Okay, I can trade with the Chargers. I can trade with Arizona. I mean, there's an opening there. I can get in there. I can do what I need to do.
There is some real strategy.
So there is, and I don't think any of them want to risk missing out on all the quarterbacks. Like, listen, maybe on your board you really have four guys. It's not six. Let's call it four. And four guys that you believe are top five picks, top 10 picks, or even if you think they're a 15th, a top 15 or, you know, outside the top 20, you know what? That's all I have to choose from. So I'm going to force the issue. This is the way I got to do business. I don't think they're willing to. I think they would be sweating bullets, losing their mind as the clock ticked. And next thing you know, here comes Minnesota. They're on the clock.
Yeah.
Here comes Denver. They're on the clock. Here comes another team. All these teams jumping up, and you're like, holy crap, there's one quarterback left, and we don't even like him.
Okay. Yet, if they were picking number two, they'd be locked, I think.
Yeah, because I think Jaden Daniels is their guy. They would be more than – they are not going to get Jaden Daniels.
They're not.
They're not. That's the problem. They won too many games. They won too many games. If they lose one more game, they're in that position, and sure enough, they'll get the guy that they want. It's almost like they didn't suck enough.
Yeah, you know? Or they're just in love with one of the prospects, not named Caleb Williams, because they knew they were never going to get to him, so it was kind of everybody else thereafter. We have Twitch up here in Detroit. I see the Twitch chat. I've not jumped in it. You can hop in here at 37937 on text. Dubs 985 in the Twitch chat. JJ McCarthy said Amendola works for the Pats. Kind of odd. No, I didn't know that he really said that, because I know that JJ McCarthy was putting the old good juju on Robert Kraft after having had dinner with him. And did you see what the Patriots tweeted yesterday? I hope
it was somebody's birthday.
No.
Whose birthday was it?
So apparently yesterday there was some kind of thing about – so the New England Patriots tweeted, want to know who we're drafting? Look between the H and L on your keyboard.
Okay.
So apparently these kind – oh, don't do it yet. But apparently these kind of tweets somehow got popular yesterday. I saw a couple of people who were like, oh, look at H and L on your keyboard, okay?
Okay.
Now, here's what's really funny. The Patriots say, want to know who we're drafting? Look between H and L on your keyboard, when it really should have been, want to know who is drafting? What's between H and L on the keyboard?
That would be J and K.
JK.
Or it would be Jonathan Kraft.
How funny. And I said, this tweet is 100% correct, and they don't even know it, because they literally walked into making a Jonathan Kraft joke, for crying out loud, yesterday in trying to have all the fun. Now, I know that you have said – and you were,
what have I said?
No, you said the streets are talking.
Yeah. Streets are talking.
Is there anything?
And I got my people out here. They're all out here. Well, I'm making new friends.
Is there anything?
And meeting new ones.
Is there anything that you have heard that you can divulge?
Not yet.
Okay.
I would like to confirm something this afternoon.
Okay, you're still vetting information. Is that fair to say?
Because as I notice people coming in and out, and I do some more research, I will have a complete answer for you tomorrow morning.
All right, then.
Okay.
So,
not to tease it on purpose, but yes, It's amazing the people that you run into while you're here. You met an old friend, you know, when you were in the elevator.
Yeah,
guys couldn't stop hugging.
We got right
in. Get a room.
I got right in the elevator, and it was a radio friend.
Yeah.
I figured that I was going to bump into a bunch of people out there. I didn't realize it would be like 5 minutes in which we stepped into the hotel.
You know, you asked one of our Odyssey partners here about the buzz here in the city.
Yes.
So the draft is tomorrow. Now, if this was the Super Bowl and the Super Bowl was tomorrow, this city would be packed, wall-to-wall people.
There would be
so many people you couldn't handle. Because usually if the Super Bowl's on a Sunday, most people roll in on a Thursday. Right, so Tuesday, Wednesday, there's really nothing going on. But it's pretty quiet. They're still actually setting up. They're actually still setting up, trying to get everything set. It's cold as hell here.
Yeah, Fournier did not dress warmly
enough. It's not warm at all.
I always do.
It's not warm at all. But they have taken over downtown.
Very much so.
All the streets are blocked out, but there's nobody here.
So the draft stage is going to be at a place called Campus Martius. It sounds like where
something from the Roman Empire.
Yeah, exactly. And
Campus Martius.
Martius.
Aurelius Maximus.
So we tried to set up our Twitch.
I am not entertained!
And for those who are watching on Twitch, you can see my right arm and you can see kind of the glare coming in. We had a setup where we were going to try to put the Twitch camera in front of the windows so people could see. And it was just way too bright for our sort of setup. But I know that we are right downtown. There is some signage around kind of pumping up the draft, but it's not like a Super Bowl. It is pretty interesting. I can't find it consistently. However, I put a poll up, and we talked about it on the Greg Hill Show. We have a big choice to make tonight. We can honor the dinner reservation that Fournier has made, which we can move, or there's a Jelly Roll concert that is thrown
well,
and, sponsored I am by gonna, Odyssey.
I am going to go with Curtis' suggestion, which is change the reservations and do both.
I didn't know we did that on this show. We took Curtis' suggestion.
Yeah, it was good. Listen. When I tried to make this reservation, when I made it 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, you were.
There was no availability. I took the only availability they had, and sure enough, Curtis goes on the freaking website. He's like, "There's," and so did I. I'm like, "There's 100 options."
Yeah, there's a million of them. Well, you went too early. Normally they only give you the limited reservations that far ahead of time.
Were you on the right day?
Oh,
probably. Yes.
Yes, I think
I was
on
the right day. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I can even see it. It says Wednesday, April 24th.
Yeah.
Not May 10th. Our draft coverage on WEEI is brought to you by McFarland Energy, the home heating oil delivery and HVAC pros at McFarlandEnergy.com, by Chock Full of Nuts Coffee, and by McCormick Grillmates Seasoning. Are the Patriots sending mixed signals? We can get to that with you at 617-779-7937. The other stuff going on in Boston sports are the Red Sox played in the rain yesterday and lost to Cleveland 4-1. Tanner Houck did not get the win. In fact, how about this on a tough luck loss? 6 innings, 5 hits, 2 earned runs, 4 strikeouts, 3 walks. I know he didn't get the 5 strikeouts for us. We find out that Tristan Casas is out indefinitely. He's got the broken rib. Devers was supposed to play yesterday, but because of the rain, he didn't.
Wah.
They're going to get Devers in here tonight. And my whole thing is the Devers mystery continues to grow.
Which part of the mystery?
Well, he's not on the IL, and was it 11 of 13 or – I think the number was 11 to 13 or 12 to 14, something like that, where the guys have been in the lineup. And, all right, well, the Red Sox need bodies. So if you got to sit the guy down for 10 days or whatever, okay, fine, people get dinged. But it's just weird that he has not been in the lineup. I understand not playing him yesterday because of the rain.
What?
Well, because –
you can understand him not playing –
well,
because
again,
of
he's
the rain.
Missed 11.
He's
missed 11 of 13. So there's a history. That's why I said that if he were on the 10-day IL, it wouldn't be a big deal. But he's missed a whole bunch of games here the last, two and a half weeks or something like that. And then you throw in a factor like rain. If it's going to set the guy back, they've already gotten him to this point where they can get him in the lineup.
The two issues that they're suffering from, one is Devers not in the lineup, and Yoshida. There's some there's something going on with Yoshida, and you can kind of tell by the way Cora protects players.
Okay.
Okay, so if somebody is struggling, he will wait till the last possible minute to admit that this guy is struggling. Before he admits it, he will excuse it. He will dismiss it. He will give you a couple reasons why. Like, it'll never be. It's really cool the way he does this for his players. He's got some Bill in him, the way he protects them, and it'll never be the actual player's fault. He's not in a slump. He's not. Why isn't he playing? Well, it's not because he's not hitting. It's because of this and because of that. Unique set of situations. This is why we need this. We need that. You did not bring this guy in for him to not play. Now, and even before the season started, the narrative was, hey, this is going to be a great year for him. Last year he was getting used to the schedule, you know, the grind of a Major League Baseball season, different than Japan. We expect big things from him. You're not getting it. You're not getting it. This is the one guy you need. The one big issue yesterday was the fact that they couldn't generate any runs.
Well, what also stinks is that it feeds into any sort of theories that John Henry would have in his head about spending. Oh, I spend $18 million a year for this guy, and he can't hit. What are we doing? It just feeds in.
Oh, there's That's a language barrier, Mr.
Well,
Henry.
Well, actually, the answer would be, well, boss, you know, that was the other guy. That's why he fired him, so... Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, you're dismissed. See you later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You can watch the show anytime via our live stream on Twitch. Just go to twitch.tv/BostonWEEI and check out WEEI on YouTube for our video on demand content updated daily. Now, more of Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
We are in Detroit for the NFL draft. We're here tomorrow and Thursday as well, or tomorrow and Friday, sorry. You can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, or go to YouTube, type in WEEI, click on the live stream. Joining us now, he is the host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast and various other podcasts as well, by the way, in the gambling and the draft world. You can check him out on social media at Ross Tucker NFL. Our buddy Ross Tucker with Gresh and Fourier. Ross, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Morning. I am fantastic. Good to talk with you guys. When's the last time you guys went to a draft?
Never.
Oh, my God.
I've never been to a draft. This is the most important draft in the history of the Patriots. I don't know if you've known that, you know, Ross. I mean, the last, you know, 5 months we've been talking about this. So, of course, we need to be here. We need to make sure they do it right.
Well, at least they have a GM. Oh, wait, no, they don't have a GM for the draft.
No, everything's written in pencil.
You know, little things like that bother me, and maybe they shouldn't, but it's like, what? Why do you have to continue to do stuff different than everybody else? Like, why do you have to not have a GM? You don't give – like, I think they might be the only team in the league that doesn't have a GM. It doesn't really matter. It sounds like Elliott Wolf is in charge, although I'm sure you guys have seen the reports. It sounds like Jonathan Kraft is heavily involved. I guess I'm always curious – when that's the case, how fans feel, right? Like, fans don't want their owners to be absentee owners, but they don't want them making the picks either, it seems like.
Oh, my God, Ross. I mean, it's a mixed bag of information, right? So, Gerard Mayo comes out early, oh, we're going to take somebody in an important position. Ha-ha, y'all can figure that out. Then you have Elliott Wolf with the less hard-ass edge line whenever they were at the Combine. Then we hear that, you know, Robert Kraft wants to let everybody do what they want, but that Jonathan has now got more control. They're begging people to come up and trade for them with number three, yet they're comfortable with all the quarterbacks. Oh, my God, Ross. Like, if I just said to you right now, where do you think they're going to land? Do they make this number three pick? Do they get to make a trade? Do they just cave in and take the quarterback? I'm so betwixt and between that they just won't take Marvin Harrison.
Oh, well, they're not doing that.
Oh,
they're not taking Marvin Harrison. That's not happening. They're taking a quarterback or they're trading down, which, by the way, are the only two options there should be. You know, to me, I know it sounds simple. If they really like one of the quarterbacks that's going to be available, whether it's McCarthy or Drake May or whatever, then they should take him. If they don't, and the Vikings are that excited to move up to number three to get one of these guys, sounds like Drake May, then they should trade down. I mean, it ultimately all comes down to their evaluation, to their conviction of these quarterbacks that will be available. It sounds like it's almost a done deal that Caleb Williams goes one, Jaden Daniels goes two. So then you're talking J.J. McCarthy, Drake May. If you love one, take it. Don't even take them. Don't even think about it twice. If you don't, though, I don't think they should take one. I think they should trade down to 11. They still might be able to get a quarterback if they like Penix or Bo Nix, and then still get an absolute boatload of picks from the Vikings. That's the interesting thing to me, right? Like, if they think Nix and Penix are as good as McCarthy and May, then they should trade down.
Well, then it's just, do they have the you know what's to kind of pull the trigger, which I personally don't think they do. But Ross, I want to ask you, remember the whole, grade school, high school, workout routine. Hey, man, how much do you bench? No, how much do you bench? Remember when that used to be a thing? Like, that would predict if you were tough or not, how much you could bench. Do you remember those days?
Of course, yeah. I was never a great bencher. I hated it.
Yeah, me neither. Four shoulder surgeries later, here we are. The new line, Ross, is in the world that we live in now, evaluating, analyzing things, right, is, how much film have you watched on these quarterbacks? So I guess I should ask you, before we really trust your analysis.
Oh, God.
How much film have you watched on these quarterbacks?
Fourier hates the draft community.
Because the draft community shames me if I don't watch every single play of every single game, Ross. So I'm curious where you sit as far as, like, how much have you, how much have you taken in?
Yeah, so if by film you mean me watching the coaching tape,
yep,
or like full games of any of these players, exactly zero. Not 1 second. You know what I do? I bring on the guys on my show on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. They do the work for me. I mean, I've had Greg Cosell every week, who's amazing from NFL Films. I had Phil Simms, who watched all these guys. Lewis Riddick watched all these guys. Orlovsky watched all these guys. Chase Daniel watch all these guys. What? I played O-line, dude. Why am I going to watch? I'm going to watch Drake May, and I'm going to come on WEI with Crash and Foy. But I don't like his lower body. I don't like his footwork.
Yeah.
By the way, anybody, let me just say this, just so everybody listening, anybody that ever talks about a quarterback's footwork, unless they played quarterback, they're full of crap. They just think it sounds good. They don't know a quarterback's footwork. It's like the same people that talk about offensive line play. It makes me laugh. I'm like, you have no idea what you're talking about. Don't even – why pretend? I don't pretend. I talk to people that know. And I'll say this. This is very, very important as it relates to my conversation with you guys right now. Out of, like, what, the seven guys I just named that came on my show, I'm just telling you guys, it was a consensus. They all loved Jaden Daniels, and none of them liked Drake May.
Oh.
And I know that's the guy the Patriots might take, but
No.
Phil Simms used the word disappointing. Somebody said he lacks throw-to-throw accuracy. He misses the layups. People said he's raw. So you can go back. It's a podcast, so you can go back and listen to all of them before the draft tomorrow night, but – Just know if the Patriots take Drake May tomorrow night, basically everybody that's come on the Raw Sucker Football podcast was not high on him.
Man, it's a scary time because the thought is, oh, my God, you're up that high. You got to take him. I'm curious, Ross, for your thoughts on Gerard Mayo. And he's a first-time head coach who has a nickname for the owner who clearly has an affinity for him, but yet he's never done this. He's not a personnel guy. Really, thank God Alex Van Pelt walked through the door to be his offensive coordinator because it looked like they were really going to go with a neophyte. I'm curious for your thoughts on a year one for Gerard Mayo. A lot of us here think he's going to take some lumps.
Right. So, number one, I was teammates with Alex in Buffalo. He's awesome as a person and as a football mind. So, I'm pumped for you guys that Alex is your OC. As far as Mayo is concerned, now, to my knowledge, I've never met him. Obviously, I've called a bunch of his games, radio, whatever. You know, my issue with everything that's going on with the Patriots right now, Gresh, is one of process. You know, I love Robert Kraft. He was an awesome owner. I've talked with him several times since, you know, my time there. He listened to my show on Sirius XM when I was there on NFL radio. I think he's the best owner up there, along with Jeffrey Lurie and Bisciotti, as the best owners in the NFL. Love him. But everything the Patriots have done from a process standpoint, but Gerard Mayo, you don't even interview anybody else. You don't even interview any other head coach candidates to even hear what they say about your franchise. I mean, you just went from being the gold standard in all of pro sports for 20 years to now you have the third pick in the draft and you're going to just hire a guy that knows no other way. He's never been with any other franchise. I mean, think about this, okay? Any other business, right? You guys are smart. I've got some small businesses. I know you're going to hit one of them, Gresh. You know how much people pay to bring in an outside consultant to give them their thoughts on their business operation? It's tens of thousands of dollars. The Patriots could have gotten that for free. Even if you want to hire Mayo, nobody else is going to hire Mayo. Even if you want to hire Mayo, interview three to five other guys, because then you hear what they think from the outside, right? And even if you hire Mayo, then you can tell everybody, hey, we talked to all the other top guys. The guy in-house, Mayo, is still the best. Nope, not the Patriots. They just hired the guy that all he knows is the Patriot way and the Belichick way, which has failed over the last, whatever it is, 3-4 years.
Yeah, but Rossi, I guess Mayo could get go to myfrontpagestory.com and get like a nice front page story made telling the story of his rise to the Patriots.
No, he needs to do it for his mom for Mother's Day, because it's by far the greatest Mother's Day gift. Seriously, I mean, nobody – I literally text my wife and say, what should I get my mom for Mother's Day? Or my mom and say, what should I get my wife, Kara, for Mother's Day? You don't need to worry about that. It's called myfrontpagestory.com. I'm telling you guys, you talk to a writer for like 10 minutes while you're driving home from work, or maybe you fill out an email. They write this incredible story. They have pictures of your mom. Looks like it's on the cover like the Boston Globe, framed, beautiful. I have rarely seen a video of a mom getting one of these things and they don't cry. Like when they see the quotes from you and your siblings, I just never thank her enough for everything she does. I wouldn't be the woman I am. Like, we got one from my mom a couple years ago. She just started bawling. Trust me, Gresh, Christian, my front page, everybody in Boston, myfrontpagestory.com, myfrontpagestory.com. Knock it out now before
we got it.
We got Foyer
I'm doing it now.
He's got to go heavy for Mother's Day. Ross, yeah. Thank you, brother. We appreciate it. Enjoy the draft. We'll catch up when the season begins. Thank you.
Yeah, likewise. Great talking with you guys.
Thanks. All right, there we go.
Good stuff.
You know what? Ross is very – oh, my God. I'm getting more
– what?
I'm getting more –
what did he do to you?
No. I'm just getting more twisted about this whole thing. People on the outside, like Ross, are like, what are they doing down there? It's not even tied to Belichick. It's more of the, wait a minute, you're a vested owner. You've been around forever, and this is the way you're running things? And now we got Jonathan Kraft's involved. I know.
The story, it's getting out of hand. We talked about it yesterday. The message,
God.
The PR, like the sources, the stories being leaked. And no. Make sure you guys leak a story to somebody who we trust, and make sure they tell everybody that I'm involved also. No, but not just involved. I'm heavily involved, which means a lot, which I'm in the loop, which means I may or may not. It's very broad. It's very chaotic. It's very just cryptic, and they're all very needy. That's what I come to the conclusion. Very needy,
you know what?
Insecure, got to be part of it. If I'm them, I'm putting my feet up and going, I don't need to prove anything. What do I need to prove? Nothing.
They can't get out of their own minds right now.
No, it's like the first time ever that they've been able to do this. It's like they got out of jail on a furlough, and they're going nuts. How many restaurants can I hit? How many girls can I hook up with? Dude, they're sending me back to prison on Sunday evening. I got to be there by 5.
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me?
What a pull.
Jeez.
What a pull. Well, Foyer, I think we can officially cross one position off of the Patriots draft list.
Okay.
And you are not going to be happy about it. We will get to that next, Gresh Foyer, in Detroit for the NFL draft.
Now, more Gresh and Fourier
on WEEI
and streaming on WEEI.com.
So according to Albert Breer of whatever is left of Sports Illustrated, Patriots have informed teams interested in trading for the 3rd overall pick that, quote, they'll listen until they're on the clock, end quote, Thursday night. That according to Albert Breer.
Well, I mean, you know, that's like, you know, business practice, you know, negotiation 101. You got to give a deadline. You want things to be moving. You want to, like, you know, and then you got to hold to that, you know, right? Unless you have no credibility,
you know,
but you got to give them a deadline, right? Isn't that what they tell you?
I took heat in January from listeners of this show and the Twitchers and stuff like that for jumping all over them, including Gerard Mayo, on how they weren't publicly positioning this correctly to be able to try to smoke someone out and to be able to get the trade they really want. They bungled the PR of it from the beginning.
What do you mean smoke somebody out? Like, why would they need to smoke somebody out?
Here's the thing.
They don't need to do anything.
They don't need to do anything.
Nope.
So why are they out there begging people to come up? Because
You're right. I mean, they're bungling it. My point is that they don't need to do anything.
No, what they haven't done was create a market for the number 3 pick, because we could go down 5 different scenarios from a couple different people that have been mentioned and then stuff reported, things of that nature. Is Jonathan Kraft calling shots? Is he not? Kern's on there now on a video on Twitter being like, well, you know.
Wait, hold on.
Told us yesterday.
Wait a second.
Look, here. Let me walk you from linear.
Can you hold my hand? Do it, please, because you may lose me.
Mayo right away was basically like, we're going to go quarterback.
Okay.
You get Elliot Wolf then at the combine, who's then trying to walk some of that back, makes the hard-ass edge line, and then we hear, well, they'd be comfortable with all 6 of them. Okay, is that because it's a trade or because you don't love anybody? And then we hear that Jonathan Kraft is involved. Now there's the stuff from Jeremy Fowler. Hey, don't forget, if Robert Kraft gets in his feels, he might want to go with the Michigan guy. Here's what they have not done. The only why are they begging for people to give him something at number 3? They haven't built up anybody. They haven't done anything from a subterfuge standpoint. They haven't put up any smoke screens. They haven't tried to pump the tires of, if they could have from the very beginning just been like, boy, we haven't had number 1 wide receiver in a while. Marvin Harrison's really intriguing. And then you put it out there that you're torn because Marvin Harrison is so talented. And you try to create a false market. Because you know what the Patriots are doing? They're creating the market for the number 4 pick. I disagree with you completely. Arizona's the team that sits back and puts their feet up and goes, okay, let's see how these people handle it out there, and then we'll be able to react. There are teams that have done a really good job of having a coordinated effort to try to be able to move out of a pick and create value. And the only thing that has happened in the last 3 months, and tell me if I'm wrong, is the only thing created has been confusion.
Okay. Disagree 100%. You don't need to do anything. If somebody is you're if you trying to create what you call a false market, I mean, I just don't know. You're really
happens
dealing,
at the draft every year.
I know, but like, okay, it's attempted at the draft every year. Okay, creating a false market. Okay, go back to last year's draft, and this is when Bill supposedly tried to screw the Jets. They had an idea what the Jets wanted based on their own research and their own reconnaissance.
We
and
talked
so
about
they,
that with Pioli.
They, yeah, they kind of knew, you know, who I think is joining us tomorrow morning, by the way.
Oh.
They kind of knew, like, what they thought they were going to do based on their own roster, okay, and what happened last year. They didn't need to create anything whatsoever. My point of view is you look desperate, silly, and dumb by all these different peoples in your building, but which seems like they all have a different agenda, and they all have a separate PR person, and none of the PR people are market movers or collaborating. Like, the one thing that they're preaching, which is collaboration, it seems like there is none. Because if they were collaborating, there would be a unified, clear message.
Yeah.
There wouldn't be Jonathan Kraft is in it, Robert Kraft in his fields, this guy doing this. You would say, nothing gets out of this building unless it comes through me.
And here's why I disagree with you, and I think you're working both sides of the fence, because it's the whole they don't have to do anything, yet what they've done is created confusion, and what they didn't have, even if it was half-ass or if they sided with you, Christian, and were like, yo, we don't have to do anything, let it come to us, then they would have left everything open-ended. They wouldn't have said anything. But again, this is where we got paralyzed by Bill. Oh, big bad Bill would never say anything. So we have to come out and tell people all kinds of stuff. Instead of on day one, okay, Mayo's in. Here we go. Let's have a meeting. How do we want to position the number three pick in the draft? How do we want? Because all Gerard Mayo had to do was say, listen, it's my first day on the job. I haven't even got to dig in on anything. I have some ideas on what I'd like to do with the roster, but I'm here day one, Steve Burton, so give
okay,
me a week
agreed,
or something like that.
Agreed.
Instead, it was, whee!
Okay, so let me go back to the first day that happened. I told you that, okay, the fact that they're new and they're immature, they're very unpredictable.
Yeah.
Okay, so regardless of what the narratives are or the stories that are out there, there's not a team out there that can really kind of bet on what they're going to do because they have no history of doing it. They have no history of moves. They're all working together and collaborating for the first time ever. So good luck. Go ahead. And I think this is in a by accident, this is ultimately their strength.
How can you collaborate without a plan?
Here's the thing. No, I agree with you. But ultimately, you don't have a clue what they're going to do because you've never seen them do it before. They don't know what they're going to do. They've never done it before. So there could be some teams out there that go, I want to do this, I want to do that. Well, Keesh, this guy's saying this. Geez, what do you think is going to happen? No clue.
No, you nailed it. They don't know what they want to do.
No, I think
story.
I think they absolutely know who they want. Absolutely. Without a doubt, at this point in time,
they knew. And it's the guy who's going to go above them.
The question is, again, I'm telling you, it's the gap. The problem for them is that 3 to 5, they're all pretty similar. They 3 to 5, I think they're, okay, so how are we going to manipulate this? How are we going to handle this? Okay, should we just stick with 3 and that would be May? Or if the buzz is surrounding May being, having more upside, right, lower floor, use all the stupid tag words you want.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, the Patriots have signed tight end Mitchell Wilcox.
Yep.
So cross tight end off the list.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to grab another guy. Hopefully, you know.
Well, they just
probably did.
They got 3.
No, but the guys they have right now, they got, you know, veteran, Austin Hooper, Hunter Henry, Michael Wilcox.
I got a little Michael Petway on the layaway.
True. And you know how you know he's on layaway?
Why is that?
He is wearing number 46.
Oh, yeah, that's an H.
They don't even give him. Well, it's like, we don't really want to give you an 80 number, even though you can pick whatever you want. We're letting you know you're like the 54th or 55th guy on the roster right now. you're going to get 46.
McFarland Energy, the home heating oil delivery and HVAC pros at McFarlandEnergy.com. Are one of the sponsors of our draft coverage. Also by Chock Full of Nuts and by McCormick Grill Mates Seasoning. We know the Celtics are playing a big game too tonight, and Jaylen Brown with some strong words for one member of the Heat. We'll get to that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.